Today we study Divrei Hayamim Perak Bet Pasuk Kaf Zayin. This very, very short chapter tells the story of King Yotam, who is the king about whom we have the least information of all the kings of Judah in Divrei Hayamim. We have a single chapter comprising only 9 verses. It is fascinating that Yotam is the only king of the kings of Judah about whom we have only positive things mentioned in Divrei Hayamim and no negative information at all. As we've seen in many of the previous kings, there is an overall positive evaluation with certain of the negative acts of the king mentioned as well. Here we have a solely positive interpretation. A solely positive evaluation. That can perhaps be understood in several ways. First of all, it's fascinating that the name Yotam means God is perfect, and here we have a king who seems to have a perfect evaluation. But second of all, and perhaps equally interestingly, many of the actions of Yotam seem to be correctives to the actions of Uzziyahu, his father. He completes many of the projects of his father, emphasizes building in the same way, continues the policy of having receiving tribute from the Ammonites, from Bnei Ammon, and yet he does not have the failings of his father. That seems to be due to a lack of arrogance and a lack of haughtiness which characterize Yotam, and in which he sort of seems to have learned his lesson from watching his father become a leper. Let us now begin Divrei Hayamim Bet, Perak Kaf Zayin, Pasuk Aleph, Yotam, the perfect king whose name is perfect, and who seems to have learned humility from his father's experiences, and thus is able to continue his father's building projects and political expansions without suffering arrogance and haughtiness. Pasuk Aleph. Ben 25 shana Yotam b'molcho, v'16 shana malach b'Yerushalayim, v'shem imo Yerusha bat Tzadok. Yotam was 25 years old when he reigned. He reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Yerusha, the daughter of Tzadok. Vayas hayashar be'enei Hashem kichol asher asa Uzziyahu aviv, rak lova el hechal Hashem ve'od ha'am mashchitim. He did that which was correct in the eyes of God, as Uzziyahu his father had done. However, he did not come into the temple of God. Nevertheless, the people continued to act corruptly. So again, this emphasis on his not acting as his father had, his not entering the temple, a lack of arrogance, despite the fact there is a mention here that the people were not perfect, the people continued to do negative actions. That seems to be taken up from Melachim. Pasuk Gimel, continuing the building projects. Hu bana et shar beit Hashem ha'elyon, uvchomat ha'ofel bana larov. He built the upper gate of the house of the Lord, and in the wall of the Ophel, in other words, the wall surrounding the high point of the land, that seems to be the wall around Ir David, the upper part of Ir David, he built greatly. So he built the building projects in the upper part of Ir David, which is of course close to Har Habayit. Pasuk Dalet ve'arim bana behar Yehuda uvecharashim bana biraniyot u'migdalim. He built cities in the mountains of Judah. Uvecharashim bana biraniyot u'migdalim. Chorashim is a very difficult word. It seems to refer here to wooded areas. In the wooded areas, he built fortresses and towers. So the idea that Uzziyahu's building projects seem to be focused more on the western edge of the country, on the Shvelah, and the eastern edge in the desert, here he's building the wooded areas, apparently in the center of the country, in the hill country.
Zot heshivu lo bnei Amon uvashana hashenit v'hashelishit.
He fought with the king of the sons of Ammon. He became more powerful than they. He was stronger than they. Bnei Ammon gave him in that year 100 talents of silver and 10,000 kor of wheat, and 10,000 of barley. This is what the sons of Ammon gave to him. And similarly in the second and third year. So the emphasis here on achieving mastery and suzerainty over the Ammonites and receiving tribute from them. Pasuk Vav. Vayitchazek Yotam ki echin drachav lifnei Hashem Elokav. Yotam became strong. Why? Because he made his ways firmly established before the Lord his God. So this idea, the actions of Yotam are directly correlated to his acting in the ways of God. Pasuk 7. V'yeta divrei Yotam v'chol melchamotav udrachav hinam ketuvim al sefer malchei Yisrael v'Yehuda. The rest of the matters of Yotam, as well as all his wars and his ways. The wars refers to his military successes. His ways refers to his walking in the way of God. They are written on the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. Pasuk Chet, again the repetition. Ben 25 shana haya b'mocho, v'16 shana malach b'Yerushalayim. A very unusual repetition of the initial formula saying how old he was when he began to reign and how long he reigned. Unusually, we have this repeated at the end. Pasuk tet, vayishkav Yotam im avotav, vayigberu oto be'ir David, vayimloch achaz benot tachtav. Yotam lay with his fathers. They buried him in the city of David. Achaz, his son, ruled in his stead.